Welcome to the Sports Psychology Podcast, Sessions with Doc, hosted by master mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn of Peak Performance Sports. You'll learn cutting-edge mental strategies to improve your mental toughness in sports. Here's Dr. Cohn with this week's session.
Andre, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
So another big challenge, or one of the challenges that triathletes find themselves in, is when they're on the bike leg, they tend to worry about who's around them. And often when they're worrying about who's around them, they may get irritated with another person on the bike leg that keeps slowing down or coming and passing you or slowing up again. So the question is, how do you have that composure, that state of mind, when there's another biker around you on the bike leg that's trying to get into your head?
Improve your mental toughness for sports quickly. Visit Peak Performance Sports at www.peaksports.com and download a free sports psychology report titled 10 Costly Mental Game Mistakes Athletes Make Before Competition.
That's a very good question. I cannot think of a single race that I've done where this has not happened to me. This is one of the biggest challenges, I think, for most people on the bike leg, is that irritating guy that goes fast on the downhills and slow on the uphills and constantly coming past you, messing with your rhythm and just making your life a living hell on the bike. And it's very important to then have the mental toughness tools in your toolbox. You've got to, again, go back to being calm. What am I doing? I've got a race plan. What is my race plan? I've got to push out certain watts. I've got to have a certain pacing in mind. And it's most important that you have the tools to completely ignore this particular competitor so that you can focus on your own race. This is it's a me, myself, and I program. I need to do my numbers. I need to execute my race so that ultimately I can get the best results for me. So it's a mental challenge. And I've done many races, and every time people come past me, and I can tell you 99%, if I stick to my race plan, I will pass them towards the end of the bike ride, simply because it's measured, calculated, and sticking to a race plan.
So what I'm hearing, Andre, is so it's a little about let's race the track. Let's stay on focus on my race plan. Let's not let that competitor come into my head so much that it starts to frustrate me or upset me or causes me to lose my rhythm. Because really, there's only a few things that you need to focus on the bike that are relevant, isn't it? Keeping your turnover and your pacing, focusing on that plan for the uphills, the downhills, and just, you know, really, I talk about with swimmers is, hey, focus on your lane, right? Stay in your lane, focus on your lane. Don't let your mind wander to other competitors.
Correct. Yes, you don't want to let that guy get into your head. And his race plan is his. Right, and if he hasn't got a good race plan, let him not confuse his bad planning with your good planning. One of the big issues when it comes to the bike leg, specifically if a girl or a lady comes past you, a lot of guys deal with that. That's a big challenge for a lot of guys. Do not focus on any, whether it's male or female that come past you. It's about me, myself, and I, my race, my numbers, my execution of my race, to my best ability that I have trained for.
A lot of the swimmers and runners that I've worked with, Andre, they have a particular issue with just getting passed, and particularly by getting passed by maybe a teammate that they don't think is as strong as them. So if we apply that to the bike as well, how do you deal with an athlete that tends to panic or lose confidence the moment they get passed by a teammate or another competitor that they feel like is just not strong on the bike?
Yes, that is a problem. You've got to focus on, again, your perceived rate of exertion. Or have you fallen asleep? So it's about introspection. Why would a weaker teammate come past you? well, maybe I'm just not paying attention to my numbers. Maybe I have fallen asleep. Maybe he's overcooking things.
He's going out fast.
He's overcooking and going too fast. So one, these things are good. They're not always negative. They're definitely good because it makes us reflect of where we are. Is my heart rate in the zones that it should be? Is my power in the zones that it should be? And if it's not, it's most likely because I have fallen asleep. I've just not paying attention. Let's take the information that the competitor that's weaker that comes past you as a positive sign of for self-reflection. Again, there's that mental disposition where we go, all right, it's not him. Let me look at myself and see where I fit into the program. Tick, have a look at your boxes, tick them, and if you are sticking to your race plan, then it is good. He will eventually come back because, like you say, he's weaker, and historically he's weaker. So he's overcooking and he's over-enthusiastic. Things tend to sort themselves over a period of time.
Yeah, and I think everybody, as you said earlier, everybody has their own race plan. So if that particular competitor is going out quickly and overcooking it in the first part or the first section of the bike, then that's not your race plan. Maybe your race plan is to go out smooth and pick up the pace, you know, midway through or at the end. So I think also, Andre, it's about having confidence in your race plan that you're going to catch that competitor. Whether it's going to be sooner or later, if you stick to your race plan and what works for you and stay, once again, stay focused on your lane and what you're doing, then I think you're going to be much better off, because it doesn't make sense that an athlete all of a sudden loses all confidence when they get passed by another competitor they think they shouldn't get passed by.
Correct. It's all in the confidence, and it's all in the action, and all in what I have done before. So if I've done this before and I managed it before, I'm managing it again. And that's where confidence comes from having done things.
Great. Thanks for the awesome tips today, Andre. If you want more information about mental toughness for triathletes, cyclists, swimmers, jump over to peaksports.com and click on free tips. You'll see four triathletes, and there you can download a free MP3 with an extended interview with Andre and I talking about the top challenges for triathletes and how you can overcome those challenges. In addition, big news coming. Andre and I are putting the finishing touches on a new program. It's a workbook program for triathletes called Triathlete Confidence. Thanks, Andre.
Pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on the Sports Psychology Podcast. Do you want to learn how to improve your mental toughness? Visit Peak Performance Sports at www.peaksports.com, your number one source for sports psychology programs and online mental training resources.